Hello, everyone. Welcome to the countdown show to Microsub Ignite 2020. I'm not sure about you, but I'm excited. We're only 5 days away. I can't believe how time has gone so fast. This is going to be a digital experience, which means that it's going to be free. Yes, free. So if you've always wanted to come to Ignite, but didn't feel like traveling or your team didn't have budget, this is the best time to register for the conference. To register, go to msignite.microsoft.com and be sure to add in all the sessions that you want to attend to into your schedule. This is going to take place from September 22nd to the 24th. And the best part, it's a 48-hour experience. So make sure you sign up and you add all the sessions that you like into your schedule. Even though it's 48 hours straight, that doesn't mean you have to stay up late with us. But if you're up late already working, we're there to keep you company, and it's going to be a fun time. To tell us more about what to expect in Ignite 2020, I have some friends who are going to be on. So let's welcome Scott Hanselman, Tara Walker, and Kendra Smith to the show. Hey, hey.
Hey, guys.
How are you? Welcome, guys. How are you doing?
Doing great.
Excellent.
Yeah. Well, I know Scott, all of you are presenting, but Scott and Tara, you're part of a keynote session. Can you tell us what to expect?
We're doing the day two keynote. So Tara and I are focusing on Azure app development and kind of the cool stuff that you can make. So we have a parade of demos and cool IoT stuff because Tara's an IoT expert. So we're going to have gadgets. What gadgets are you going to share with me, Tara?
I can't tell all that. I mean, you know, of course, I have a bunch of gadgets on my desk because that's how I live. But I am really excited about at least the participation in the keynote with Scott. Pretty phenomenal. We do get to talk about IoT, and I don't get to talk about IoT as much as I want to, as Scott knows when I call him and he's like, oh my God, all these devices in your desk. What I'm hoping people will really be excited about is some of the IoT announcements. I'm really excited about them. So,
awesome. Can you give us a few announcements, or is that like top secret and we have to register?
Okay, I can do a few.
Okay, cool.
Just for our close friends on the call.
No, just us,
right? Well, one thing I'm really excited about, we're going to have a great, they usually have keynotes for different topics or announcements, presentations. What I like about this one is it's not the typical presentation that you'll see with an IoT session where they're just giving you, oh, we released this, release that. There are going to be some cool demos, some really exciting things that are going to happen from a demo and viewing perspective. So it's not going to be your typical, oh, we're just going to tell you this launched and go find something. We're going to show something there. So that's always cool. What I'm also really excited about that I can tell you about is we're going to talk a lot about, you guys hopefully have heard about PMP. So there's going to be some exciting things going on there. And there's actually an Ask the Expert session. And what I like about that is this is your time to interact. Please ask them everything hard. So they're not listening. Ask them like a lot of hard questions and, make them squirm a little bit. So you will have like some members of my team that will be available to folks that join that session to ask any kind of Azure IoT questions you want. I mean, when's the next time you're going to really be able to beat up on an Azure IoT engineer? So that'll be that time to do that. So those are some really cool things I'm excited about with it. And then Scott and I are going to do hopefully something cool during that period of time as well.
It's hard to do demos when we're not there. Like if Tara and I were like on stage, like, I don't know, I could like hand her a device, maybe like go like this, but now I'm handing it to Grace. And
Well, that's awesome.
So we have to think of some creative stuff to do.
We'll have to. Yeah.
That's awesome. I mean, I didn't have any IoT sessions in my schedule, but now I probably have to go and add it in. So I'm excited. So bring in your questions. The experts are going to be there. Have any questions about IoT? Anything else from your keynote, Scott, that we can expect?
One thing worth pointing out is that that's just one part of it. We're actually going to have a parade of demos.
Ooh.
One of the things is IoT. So if she has a device of some kind, she's going to explain to me how that device gets on the internet. And then what do you do with the data after that? So it's really actually thinking about Azure as like a series of Lego pieces and then seeing what kind of stuff we can snap together. So I snapped together some cool stuff at my home, and then I called Tara because she's the pro, and she was unimpressed with my solution.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
And then she helps me scale it to an enterprise quality solution because right now it's pretty janky.
Gotcha.
You know what? Talking about those pieces, I do have one more thing to share with IT. I know I'm the IT person. We have something exciting coming out where, you know, Scott knows I love MCU. So these all these little tiny gadgets on my desk that I want to put on the internet and get sensor data. We have an embedded SDK coming out for IoT, specifically targeted toward the little bitty devices, like my favorite kind of device. And I would love to make sure everyone knows that we're developing that open source in the public to view. So, you know, it's on GitHub right now if you want to see it. Actually, can I share it? Cool, cool. Okay, so if you guys are interested in embedded development, you like MCUs like I do, we actually are coming out with a CSDK specifically around MCUs. And it's being developed completely open source out in the public. You can go check it out, run some of the samples and give us feedback. So I'm really excited about this. I am a C++ person, so please go check that out if you're into MCUs. Okay, so that's an I won't say anything else about IoT.
I mean, you keep talking. This is fun. You want to know all the beans. So it's good.
One of the things that Tara and I are really passionate about is when you're teaching people to code or you're introducing people to code, you know, it's like hello world.
Yeah.
It's hard, kind of hard to get someone excited about, yeah, I printed hello world. If you're getting something physical to touch.
Yeah.
That's where you start doing stuff. And then you're like, wait a second, I can do something with that light. And what about this sensor? And then you start plugging them in together. And then you realize that you've got all this cool stuff in Azure that you can plug in together. And then I, as a web developer, get introduced to IoT by someone like Tara. And then we collaborate and we kind of start creating some stuff that we, well, it didn't exist before we created it, right? And that's the thing that's so fun.
And what I like about those samples are they're not your typical Hello World samples, which are lovely. But I would love for folks to just go in there and poke around and say, hey, we want to see this even before we're finished. That would be, to me, fantastic. Just as, you know, see what you want to build and maybe something that's not there. That'd be really great to see. But I'm hoping you enjoy the keynote, Scott, even the parts that are not IoT, even though I know that's a stretch, but even the parts that are not IoT are pretty phenomenal to see what you can build just with the whole landscape of Azure. And Grace is going to sign up for some IoT stuff.
Yeah, I promise I'll be there. You know, IoT is not my strongest suit, but I'm going to support y'all. So I'll be there. It could be fun. And are there any special announcements, Scott, that we can look forward to in your presentation?
Well, so we're going to be doing day two. So I'll talk about day two on day one, and then we're going to kick off day two with app dev announcements. So there'll be like big executive fancy announcements on day one with like important people. And then it'll be us on day two.
Everyone here is important, okay?
Wait. It'll be me. Scott is important. It'll be the rest of us peon reporting Scott, right?
Important for some value of important, right? But
gotcha.
You know, my family remains unimpressed. I tried to show my son the MS Ignite homepage, and I show it to him. Here, you can actually bring it up real quick here, and he's like, that's good. He's like, why did they pick that picture? Like, that's just a completely unflattering picture. So then my son was like, okay, that's great. Let's just clean that up a little bit. But you can go up to MS Ignite, and you should, and you know, like we heard before, register for free and then add these things to your my sessions, right? And get these things on your sessions. And I think they're going to replay it too. So you can watch it in your time zone. You don't have to stay up late or is it some weird time zone to do it.
Is this being sponsored by Learn Kenya? Is this something that's going on with Learn?
Yeah, we actually have quite a few things happening with Microsoft Learn at Ignite this year. We have a new section on the Ignite website called the Learning Zone. So if you scroll over to the Learning Zone right there, you can log in. You can learn about the Microsoft Learn workshops we have happening there. That's really an opportunity for people to get hands-on and learn how to use Azure, how to use DevOps, lots of different topics that people can learn for free. So it's really exciting. We've got a lot happening with Microsoft Learn.
Nice. That's awesome. I'm a newbie to Azure. This is the place to go.
Yeah, this is the place to go. We've got lots of things for new people who are students, people who are looking for careers in tech right now, maybe people who are out of work who want to learn how to use some of our cloud products and offerings. This is a great place to start. The Ignite website, then go to the Learning Zone and go to the Microsoft Learn workshops and also the Intro to Tech Skills sessions.
That's awesome. You know, one thing I love about Ignite is that there's something for everyone, whether you're a seasoned professional in tech or someone looking to join the tech, you know, industry, there is something for everyone. So be sure to sign up and also share with your coworkers or your friends or people who are interested in learning more about tech. And there are different sessions from this. And I also learned that there is something called the Cloud Skill Challenge. What is that all about?
Yes, there is. The Cloud Skills Challenge is a way for people to complete Microsoft Learn modules and they can win prizes. We've got a lot of exciting prizes to give away. I'm not going to give away the secret yet, but there are some really cool experiences for the Ignite attendees if they complete the Cloud Skills Challenge. One thing I can tell you is if you complete a Cloud Skills Challenge, you will get a free Microsoft certification exam. Okay. So that will be a really, really valuable thing for the Ignite attendees.
So we count too, right?
Can we do it and get
employees don't, unfortunately.
Short end of the stick again. Okay.
I want free stuff.
We all want free stuff.
Free stuff is nice. Hey, did I see down there says something about Visual Studio Code? Of course, that's what I went to.
Well, this is really cool because the Intro to Tech Skills is what I'm really excited about. Like sometimes you think about a big technical conference and you're like, well, I don't do professional development. Mm-hmm. 72 sessions on intro to this and intro to that, like good, solid 101 on-ramp content. I really dig that. So it looks like there's one where Sana and Rory are going to teach us how to use Visual Studio Code, like as an editor, all that stuff we assume people know.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that's pretty cool. I love the title of this one. The cloud is more than just that thing in the sky. I love that title.
Oh, wow. That's such a smart title.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one.
And you're sure we can't win if we participate? I mean, if I pretend like I don't know.
Oh, this is cool. Look at this. Hello World in three languages.
Yeah.
Awesome. C#, Python, and JavaScript.
You guys don't love us C people. I just want to put that out there, but okay.
We have love for everyone.
It's a C family of languages. It's in the same. It's a cousin.
Okay.
It's got a curly brace. You have to at least appreciate that.
Is it the cousin that we invite to the cookout or no?
C is kind of the uncle. Okay. Kind of your old uncle. It's like Uncle Denzel.
Love it. Go ahead.
There's one session that is on the data behind space exploration in NASA. So that'll be a really popular one to sign up for as well.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Oh, nice.
There. Wow. Yeah, I'm excited about that one.
Oh, this is good. Dr. Sarah.
Yeah.
Dr. Sarah is going to be giving that. Sarah. She's amazing. Definitely a recommended session.
Yeah.
Can you tell us what that, I'm not familiar, Dr. Sarah. Tell us more.
Oh, well, so Dr. Sarah works on getting kind of young people and new people involved. And she actually orchestrated the Learning Zone and some of that work at Build. And she's just a great educator. Went to the University of San Diego and is just really passionate about getting folks an on-ramp into learning. So if she's speaking about anything, I go to see it. So just go because it's Dr. Sarah.
Okay, done. I got it.
Yeah, plus one. And, you know, we also have hands-on workshop. Can you tell us more about that, Kendra?
Yeah, so the Microsoft Learn workshops are one of the main hands-on experiences for Ignite. And so when you're doing those, you're actually getting guided through a Microsoft Learn module with an expert that's walking you through all of the modules and sessions. It's a great way to really experience what the Microsoft Learn modules are like. So that'll be a really great one to do as well.
That's awesome.
Yeah, let's take a look at those.
That's a really good idea. That's
really good, yeah.
So the thing is, I've done Learn modules before, you know, but you're doing it as self-taught, right? So here you have a proctor almost, or someone who's a study buddy.
Yes, exactly. Oh, nice. Somebody guide you through the entire module.
Here we go. So Omolemo is going to teach us about Power Apps and then walk us through an existing Learn. So I could maybe do split screen.
You could.
And he could be doing it and I'm doing it with him.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the thing about the Microsoft Learn modules, they're a little bit more advanced than the Intro to Tech Skills sessions. So if you're a beginner to Microsoft products and cloud, you might want to look at the Intro to Tech Skills. But if you're a little bit more advanced, the Microsoft Learn workshops are a good place to start.
Nice. Is that a new feature that now we have these nice proctors that'll just kind of hold our hands along the way?
Yeah, we started this with Build, but right now we saw so much success with it. It was very popular with everyone that we're doing this for Ignite again.
I love that. That's awesome. I do
too. Yeah. Usually you're fighting through it alone. You have someone in the boat with you. It's nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And you know, along with everything we've shared, one of my favorite segments of Ignite is Humans of IT. And last year I had the opportunity to, you know, have a session with Scott, and this year we're having another session, which I'm excited about. Scott, are you excited? What are we talking about this time?
Yeah. So I think that we're all working from home, and a lot of people have been working from home for years, and a lot of people were told, grab your laptop and run. And somewhere between like the joy of working from home and the weirdness of working from quarantine, you and I get to discuss like an acknowledgement that this is weird, that this thing that we're doing, this quarantine work is not remote work, and a little bit of discussion around how we feel about that and mental health and being safe and productive and taking care of your code and your family at the same time.
Yeah, I love that we dive into really protecting your mental health when trying to be a social developer, because it's easy to get on social media and wanting to create content and overwork yourself. But at the same time, it's important to take care of your mental health and making sure you're taking time for you during, you know, this uncertain time. So be sure to check it out. It's going to be on Tuesday to your session. It's going to be fun.
Nice. I definitely need the mental health thing about working from home. So I can't wait to learn from you guys on that.
Yeah, and there's several other sessions happening with the Humans of IT community, so be sure to look into that. And, you know, we've mentioned a lot of great things, but you can't attend any of them if you don't register and add them to your session. So be sure to go to msignite@microsoft.com. And so what are you guys most looking forward to for Ignite 2020?
Well, for me, I always like the new services. So obviously working in one area, you sometimes can get tunnel vision and you don't know all the rest of the cool stuff coming out. And for me, Ignite is that time for me to come up a little bit from my devices and find out what other cool stuff is going on, as well as maybe what I can infuse into my area's work. So that's what I love about Ignite. It's so much stuff coming out that even working at Microsoft, you know nothing about. And it's just as amazing to me as if I didn't work here, all the stuff that other people are doing. That's my favorite part.
Plus one, I definitely agree. Kendra, what about you?
For me, I agree with you and Tara. I really love hearing from our leaders as well and hearing what's coming down and what's being announced. And so that's my favorite part of Ignite for sure.
Awesome. Scott?
For me, it's about early in career people. I'm going to say young people just because I'm old, but whether you're early in career and you're old, and whether you're early in career and you're young, the idea that the way that I came up is different than the way a new person's going to come up. And if we can do something to make that on-ramp as friendly and as welcoming as possible, and all of the kind of like gatekeeping and just general rudeness and stuff, we can make that, like, we have an opportunity to make that not a thing, right? Like, that's why this shirt, like, that's what it's about, right?
My glasses, and I'm going to be nerdy. Let me see.
Get your glasses on, Tara.
All right. So let's see. Because I'm also old. So let's see.
I have one of them. Yeah.
Look, now everyone on the call puts their glasses on because that's.
Hey,
having empathy for people who are getting started, for people who are career changers, like, tech is not a secret society. Your computer is not a black box that you can't look into. And that's why I like working with Tara. When you think about what's inside that box, she's the first person to like bust it open. Let's find out what's inside there. I want to see the chips. And, you know, a lot of people don't think about those things. So the opportunity to introduce new people to software and hardware at the same time is really fun part of Ignite.
Yeah.
I'm glad that it's cool now. My parents didn't think it was cool when I was opening up my toys and trying to figure out why they were working. So I can now say...
My dad just thinks I reboot routers for a living, basically.
You know what? While I think there are opportunities to connect with the speakers and attendees, and there are networking thing as a part of Ignite, that you can connect. Because I think that's also a good part of it, especially since we're working from home. We definitely need a way to connect to people because we can't touch them and see them because we're not actually going to be at the conference. I'm hoping, does anyone know there's a networking aspect of this that we can, voila, there we go. To be able to connect to people. Oh, I love that.
Speakers. That's amazing. I love that. And that was something I loved about Build, where you could connect with people on social media by using the hashtag. And so I would definitely recommend, you know, if you're not familiar with a lot of people in the tech industry, or if you just want to expand your network, be on social media, tweet, LinkedIn, use all the good stuff to connect with people during the conference, because it's a great time to meet new people within the tech industry. Hey, there you are, Tara.
I know, looking very goofy as usual. Also, you know, for me, I just think back about what Scott said about, you know, connecting with all people in tech. And I've been in tech a long time, and I was in tech when it wasn't as inclusive. So I would love for people also that are just getting started or need help, please feel free to, well, for me, this is my offer, tweet me or whatever, reach out, because I would love to hopefully help people to get on board. Use Ignite for this, the connection and directory, tweet us. It's going to be a fun time. Tweet us during Ignite. Be like, hey, what's going on here? I don't understand what you said. And so we could, you know, help out. I just think people hopefully will use these resources for Ignite. And also, you know, yeah, she has my Twitter up there. I feel free to be like, I have no clue what you said, Tara. Make it plain, and I will in our chat. So I'm hoping we can connect with some people and get more people in the tech. I want more people to dig this like I do. I don't know, but it's the geek in me. See, I have on my glasses now. So
that's funny. You and I are really similar like that. Like when you see a new piece of tech or a new piece, you're like, how can you not be excited about this?
Right. Like,
and you just start grabbing objects on you. Like, oh, hang on. You could like connect this. You get the Raspberry Pi and I get the thing.
Do that. Exactly. It's like, wait, me and buying gadgets. That's why I'm glad you guys can't see my desk. Is I may need an intervention actually. So just.
Wow. Exactly. Just say the word and we'll help you with all your devices. But no, I mean, plus one on what everyone has said, I think that it's important to, you know, help those who are trying to get into the industry, but also showcasing how much fun that you can have, because sometimes it's daunting, or sometimes people feel like I have to be some genius to like be in the tech industry. And it's like, hey, you know, you can start with things that you're passionate about, whether that's hardware or even software, from like even marketing or finance. There's like different parts of tech that you can get. You know, be a part of. And I love that we represent that here right now. And so we've talked about, you know, what you're most looking forward to. What snacks will you guys be eating during this event? I saw a tweet yesterday and saying, what's the best snack to eat during a live conference? So, okay. So
No. Okay, so I'm actually surprised that it wasn't something with tacos. Are you feeling okay, Scott? Like,
no, so I know. Here's a life hack. Okay. So if you're under quarantine and you're strapped in your home, but you'd like your junk food, what you do is you go to popular unnamed company that we are not sponsoring in any way, and you get a soda for a dollar, and then you just put whatever you want in it. This is a refill. I just been putting cans of Diet Coke in this container because the straw makes it feel fancy. Wow. I've had this on my desk for 3 days and I just keep refilling it. And it makes me feel like I went out.
Okay.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
If anyone knows Scott, though,
don't judge.
You know,
don't
during
judge.
The night, there would be some kind of tacos somewhere. Just know there would be
tacos. There may very well be some taco related technology.
And as long as you send them to your friends, hint, hint, there will be no issues. I do have a question for you, Kendra.
Yes.
As a person who is in tech, that is in a different type of role, what kind of advice would you have with someone joining Ignite for the first time? And, you know, what do you think, you know, the advice of how to indulge in this would be for you?
Yeah, that's a great question. And for those who don't know, I work in marketing. I'm not like a technical, super technical person like you all are. I would say just really dive in and learn and attend the event, sign up for things that look interesting to you, even if it's something you don't know a lot about. It's a great way to just get started and learning more about the technology. So just dive in and get started would be my advice.
Nice.
That's really good advice. I think it's also worth pointing out that in the scope of all the things that prevent people from getting into tech, this internal measurement that we're doing, we're saying, I'm not technical. You know, we're differently technical.
Right.
But I could say to Tara, I'm not technical like you. And that is a totally fair statement. And I'm intimidated by your awesome technicalness. But that's because she's talking about microcontrollers and stuff. But if we switch it and we start talking about, I don't know, Kubernetes and ASP.NET, Tara might say, well, hang on, I'm not technical like you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you work in Azure marketing and I'm not technical like you are, Kendra. So it's a different slider bar about the things that we are experts at.
That's an excellent point, Scott. Agreed.
Yeah, he's spot on. I mean, I learned so much from Grace and Scott and you, Kendra, about things that is not in my wheelhouse. I think that's the great thing about Ignite. There's going to be a bunch of things that are not in your wheelhouse. So my advice for someone who is joining Ignite for the first time, if they are seasoned, we typically, my opinion, can get really hung up on, I want to mess with my gadgets, right? I have them on my desk. What do you have for me? I would challenge anyone who is like a seasoned developer in a specific area.
I don't use any seasoning, Tara. I mean,
seasoning.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, in my household, we use seasoning. Anyway, so for, you know, developers that, you know, have been in the market a long time, is that better, Scott? That, you know, you go to a session that really is outside your wheelhouse. This is the perfect time to do that. So that would be my advice. What about you, Grace?
Yeah, you know, something that you mentioned that I think we're going to talk about in our Human Rights Tea session is that everyone's an expert in something, right? So sometimes maybe like, oh, I don't know anything or I'm not an expert in this, but it's like you are an expert in something and there's always room to learn and room to grow. So we hope that you attend Microsoft, you know, Ignite 2020 and you register. So go to msignite.microsoft.com. We'd love to see you and tweet at us if you have questions about the sessions, questions about anything that we talked about today. Don't be afraid to reach out. We want to hear from you. And thank you to all my friends, Tara, Scott, and Kendra, for being on. This was so much fun.
Thank you for joining us. Thank you for letting us talk to you.
I know. All right. Bye, everyone.